Parshas V'yes Chanan. Ukshar tem liyais al yodecha, v'yulat ha'tefais bein einecha.
Oh, my favorite einikel, Yankala.
Zaidi, I'm very excited. I came to pick up the brand new tefillin that you bought me.
And I'm very excited to be able to give it to you.
Zaidi, the fact that I have the schus that you are buying me the tefillin is... It makes this the most happiest moment of my life.
You're bringing me to tears. Who told you to say that?
Tati and Mommy said I should say that.
Oh, very nice. Now, these are very special tefillin. Very expensive. Very mehudadikat tefillin. But I need you to keep them that way.
What do you mean, Zaidi, keep them that way? I mean, they are what they are.
No. Here, sit down, Yankala, and let me share with you this story.
You heard? The Heilige Ohr Chaim HaKadosh passed away.
Ay vey, such a tzaddik. What a schus it was to have him on the world. Who is going to take over? In whose schus will the world exist now?
Oh, well, I'm here. I don't know what's going to be.
I have another concern. What is going to be with his Rebbetzin? The Heilige Ohr Chaim HaKadosh used to only work an hour or two a day, whatever he needed to be able to provide for his family. Afterwards, he was Isaac in his Avodas HaKadosh, and he learned Torah Lishma. How was his Rebbetzin? How was his family going to survive now?
I heard a rumor that the Heilige Ohr Chaim HaKadosh told his Rebbetzin before he passed away not to worry.
I guess the bracha of a tzaddik is enough. He just says not to worry.
That's true, but he gave her specific instructions. He said that a rich Jew will come from Turkey and will ask if he can buy the tefillin of the Heilige Ohr Chaim HaKadosh. And he gave instructions that the tefillin should be sold for 700 ducats.
Zaidi? A ducats? What is that?
Oh, that's the kind of money that they used to have. Like we have dollars.
I don't have dollars.
Well, like one day you'll have dollars to be able to pay Schar Limit and do wonderful things with it. In those days, they had ducats. But in any event, listen.
700 ducats?
700 ducats? For the Chaim HaKadosh is thrilling, it's worth it. I would empty my pockets right now, but I have only 10 ducats.
I would empty my pockets right now, then I see only 50 ducats.
Yeah, I am not going to empty my pockets.
Why not?
They're already empty.
Excuse me? My name is Menachem Grimpfel. I come from Turkey.
And I'll bet I know exactly why you came.
You came to buy the Ohr Chaim HaKadosh's tefillin, didn't you?
Why? How did you know? Do you have Ruach HaKadosh?
Me?
Nah, he doesn't.
How do you know?
Because I know. We know it because the Heilige Ohr Chaim HaKadosh told his Rebbetzin that you are coming.
Oh. Then can you bring me to her house so I can talk to her?
Do you mind if we come along?
Absolutely not.
Rebbetzin, here is the man that the Heilige Ohr Chaim HaKadosh said is going to come.
I am interested in buying the tzaddik's tefillin.
My holy husband said you were going to come. He also told me that I should charge you 700 ducats.
That is no problem. For the Ohr Chaim HaKadosh's tefillin, I would pay even much more. It's worth a small fortune.
What do you mean a small fortune? It's worth a large fortune. Why, I would give away my whole house, which is worth about a ducat and a half.
If my husband said 700 ducats, I want to be mekayim his words exactly. I want 700 ducats for the tefillin. But I must tell you something else.
Yes, yes, Rebbetzin.
The Heiliger Rechaim HaKadosh also gave very, very clear instructions that you must be careful with the kiddusha of these tefillin. And you must be careful never, ever to talk any dvarim b'teilim or to talk out anything else other than words of davening in these tefillin.
Of course, of course. Don't worry about it. Well, Yankele, for many, many years, this man Menachem wore the tefillin. The first time he put on those tefillin and he began to daven, he was literally dancing with simcha. I never felt such simcha and holiness in my life. I never felt so close to the Divine Shalom. I never felt such an amunah in my heart. These tefillin are worth all the money in the world. It's worth the whole world.
Was he careful not to talk in them?
For many years he was, until one day he was sitting in his room, wearing his talus and tefillin, learning after davening, when his trusted gabbai came in.
Oh, Rav Menachem, Rav Menachem.
No.
Yeah, one of your best customers is standing outside. You're a carpet dealer, and he wants to buy carpet. The whole Africa or something. He's standing outside, a very hush of a person.
Mm-hmm.
He says he has to talk to you right now.
No.
But what should I tell him?
No.
Well, I know you don't talk out on your tefillin, okay, I'll go out and see what he has to say.
Did you tell your boss that I'm here?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell him I want to purchase carpet? That it's going to be the contract of his life?
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
He said, no.
I know it's going to be new carpet. Naturally, I don't intend to purchase old carpet. We'll go back to him again.
He said he knows it's new carpet.
No.
Okay.
Well, what did he say?
He said, no.
Well, will you tell him that I'm waiting?
Okay.
And I'm losing my patience.
Yes. He said he's waiting, and he's losing his patience. Well, actually, he just said he's losing his patience. I added the other two patients.
No. Well, what did he say?
He said Noah.
I know it's even newer than that, but I am going to leave right now if he doesn't come out this minute.
He said, in a very nice way, that he's going to leave right now if you don't come out this minute.
Just tell him to wait a... Oops.
At that moment, it was the first time that he lost himself and spoke in the tefillin. The next day, when he put on the tefillin, he no longer felt that same kiddusha and holiness.
I have an idea. Why don't you go to the cipher and have him check the tefillin?
Excellent idea. It's amazing.
What's amazing?
That you should have such an idea.
Well, I always have good ideas.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
No, you're not hurting me. This is part of the fun. Come, let's go to the cipher.
You want me to check the tefillin? No problem. Leave it with me and come back tomorrow morning before davening. It'll be ready. I want to check it with Yishuv Hadas.
Well, is the tefillin ready? Did you check them?
Yes.
Did you find anything wrong with any of the letters?
No.
How much do I owe you?
You owe me nothing.
What do you mean nothing? No, I insist on paying. After all, it took you time to look through all the letters. How long did it take you?
About a second.
About a second? What's the matter with you? The Arachayim HaKadosh is tefillin? A second? Why you have to look at each letter for a long time?
I tried, but there are no letters. It's empty.
What?
I said, it's empty.
What?
I said, it's empty.
But, because I talked. Because I talked to those tefillin, it lost its kiddusha. Oy vey, vey.
Wow. Zadie, could such a thing really happen?
Definitely, yes. You have to understand something, my grandson. The Archaim HaKadosh's tefillin had such kiddusha that a tiny drop of lack of respect caused the kiddusha to leave. Our tefillin is not on the same madrega.
You mean if I talk in my tefillin, the letters won't pop off?
Well, the tefillin doesn't have such kiddusha that with talking the letters would pop off. But when you talk in the tefillin, just like the Archaim HaKadosh's tefillin, your tefillin has less meaning. And as far as you're concerned, it has less kiddusha as you connect to it. The more you honor the tefillin, the greater the kiddusha it has. That's what I want you to remember.
Thank you, Zadie. These tefillin are beautiful. And I'm going to do my best to keep them that way.
Why, there's my Einikel. Baruch Hashem, he davens with such devotion and kavana. And he has such kavod for his tefillin. What's that? He's taking off his tefillin and his friend is coming. Let me see what's going to happen.
Yankee, Yankee! There's an ice cream truck outside giving out free ice cream! Come fast, come fast! Come fast, come fast! No. Should I get for you also? No. Should I get... No. You're going to lose out on the opportunity! No. Took up your tefillin, but there's no more ice cream left. All you can say is no. What's that supposed to mean? See my tefillin? Baruch Hashem, they're still as new as can be.